the secret history of the United States, secret because it's not taught in the media, the schools, is all in this little citizen rule book. We sell these at InfoWars.com at cost. At cost. We buy them from the printer, and we sell them to you at cost. Every order of an Endgame, a Terror Storm DVD, my new film Truth Rising, we put one of these in. When you have a big order, we throw a handful of them in. Citizen Rulebook has the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, famous quotes by founding fathers. There's a lot of Citizen Rulebooks out there, but this is the best because it has basically Red Beckman's info on the jury and the grand jury. This is the one put out by Outfit in Arizona. Bill of Rights, Jury Handbook. The fireworks are in the document itself. Read the Constitution. Red, how important is this little Citizen's Rulebook in the 30-plus years it's been out?
Well, I helped put that thing out, so I'm personally pretty well acquainted with it. And it has so much good information in it, and it'll fit in anybody's shirt pocket. And there is nothing that will terrorize judges and prosecutors and such as that. Then nothing will do anything more to terrorize them than if they see somebody, a prospective juror or a juror with that book.
So you've got to be secretive about the fact that you're going in to be a good constitutional citizen because they're lawbreakers by design. I know people who cynically buy these from us. When they don't want jury duty, they go in with it sticking out of their pocket, and the prosecutor just says, you're out of here.
Right, right. The prosecutors are well aware of that book. Now, if those prosecutors would listen, excuse me, if we could talk to them and explain this to them, they would soon come over to our side of this thing because they know the system is unjust, that there is injustice every day that is dished out in these courthouses and such, and they know it. And I'll tell you, if they are violating their own conscience, they're going to pay dearly at some point, because there is a creator, there is a judgment coming, and
but not just when you die, Red. I found in my life over and over again that if I do bad things, they come back on me in a few months or a year. I mean, there is something to what comes around goes around, reap what you sow.
Absolutely.
You get it in this life, don't you?
Absolutely. It can come around and bite severely. And, of course, I have seen that. I've been around long enough. I have seen that happen to people. And, you know, I sued a federal judge. He is now... his demise, I think I contributed to it, perhaps. You know, they don't have a good life when they're fighting their own conscience, when they're violating their own conscience. That's why so many of them are alcoholics and drug addicts, because they've got to, you know, get enough alcohol in them at night to where they can go to bed and go to sleep. Because they know that they're violating people every day. This plea bargaining thing, what a scam that is. And our prisons are full of people, innocent people, victimless crimes. And I'll tell you, the American people are paying a terrible high price for being miseducated. That's what it is. It's miseducation. And it's not education, it's programming.
Red Beckman, we're going to skip this break for people listening on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members, for everybody else, we're going to be right back in 3 minutes to continue with Red Beckman, and take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We are so honored and we are so thankful for all the work of Red Beckman, an honor to have him here with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Rhett Beckman, you had just brought up Robert Pastor, the CFR minion, has said, oh, the North American Union's dead. Too many people woke up to it and got mad about it, but they always say that. They go overt for a while, then they go covert when there's too much pressure, then they go public again, then they go secret again. Continue, sir, breaking down what you were saying about the New World Order.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen, of course, is we're going to have an economic meltdown here in the very near future, perhaps just weeks away. I'm not going to say when, but it's not going to be too far away because of the way the thing is falling apart. And when they do, when this meltdown happens, they're going to come up with an international monetary system backed by gold, and I can just about guarantee you that 100%. And when they do, this is how your new world order is going to come in, because if they control the money, and of course I said in 84 that they were going to destroy the dollar, they were going to destroy the Japanese yen, they were going to destroy the Deutschmark and the Swiss franc, and all of them are being destroyed, especially the dollar, today. And they're going to issue an international monetary system backed by gold, and it will finish off every currency on the face of the earth, and you're going to have your new world order.
And that's why they've been hoarding the gold to bring in their world back currency. That's what a banking expert, has been a banker who made the Money Masters DVD film, he's been saying that's their plan.
Yeah, and it's coming, and coming at warp speed.
Please continue. How do we protect ourselves, in your opinion?
I'm telling people to make sure that they've got some food supply, and, of course, keep their powder dry. And when this thing starts to really get serious meltdown, people are going to go hungry. And when they get hungry, you don't know what they're going to do. So you make sure
Red, that's scary because you did predict what happened to the Japanese. You predicted other things that happened.
Yeah.
Because you've been studying this so long, you get a deep feel for what they're up to. In fact, I've never seen you be wrong. I mean, have you ever been wrong before on a big prediction?
I don't think so on this stuff, on this kind of information. I've studied it for a long time. I'm going to be 80 here pretty shortly. I've seen the 30s. I know what happened then. And of course, what happened in the 30s was a Sunday school picnic compared to what we're coming up to. In the 1930s, everybody helped everybody else. And
80% plus was rural and self-sufficient, and still, they just put out a big university study last month, 7.5 million people starved to death. Now, we've got 90% are urban, only half of the 10% that are rural are self-sufficient. This is a recipe, if it does happen, for complete meltdown.
It is, you better be prepared to protect yourself and your family and your resources, and get out of sight if you can, because we need inform people to pick up the pieces. We need people that understand about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We don't want to trash can that. We don't want them writing a new Constitution. We don't want that. The Constitution that we have is such a great document. There's very little that I would ever recommend changing. The only thing that I would like to see is a list of words and their definitions. Because the Supreme Court and all of the courts, they've had a tendency to try to change the definitions of words. Of keywords.
And the founders said, you don't try to invent things, don't try to twist meanings out. It's clear what all this means, and they all wrote statements and had debates, and it was clear what all of the amendments meant.
Yes, like I said earlier, the legal profession has been a serious problem, and because it's controlled out of London, England, and they have tried to bury the Seventh Amendment. And they've been pretty successful. It's fallen through the cracks, we've drug it back up out of there, and now we just need people all over this country, that will pick up on this and study that Seventh Amendment and what it means. And we've got a couple of law professors in a couple of law schools that are starting to study this, and that's a good sign. That's a good thing to happen. In the past, you've always let me give a little pitch on my books. That little book, Walls in Our Minds, I have sent it out to quite a number of people from the pitch that you've allowed on the show. I'll do that again. I'll send that little book, Walls in Our Minds, to anybody that sends $5. I used to say anybody that sends $3, but I want to include some other material with it, particularly this letter that has been shutting the Internal Revenue Service off. It's just shutting them down, because when it was the federal judges that created the IRS as a terrorist organization. They are the ones who created this psycho-terrorist organization because they've been prosecuting people in the courts in a show trial. These have been show trials, and the people on the juries are uninformed, miseducated, and so we've got people.
Let me just add before you get back into this, before I forget, that I loved it. Ron Paul late last year, was on a national television show. It was Fox News. And they said, you want to get rid of the income tax. How are we going to live? How are we going to have a government? And Ron Paul said, that Capitol right behind me, he was at the Capitol, it was built before we had an income tax. We have scores of other constitutional forms of taxation. We had 10% growth rates on average every year before we got the income tax. It's there to bring control, and he just shut them down. We don't need police in black ski masks. We don't need checkpoints.
Right.
We don't need cameras on street corners.
Right.
We don't need CPS kidnapping 1.4 million children with no due process in kangaroo false courts, these family courts. All this is new, and it's horrible, and we all know it's horrible, but it isn't just staying at one point where it's bad. It's growing like a malignant 50-pound tumor.
Yeah. Now, and we can change it now using the Seventh Amendment with civil lawsuits. And when you have a civil lawsuit against a bureaucrat or whatever, the jury determines the constitutionality of their law.
Now they claim they're immune. Explain how that's a fraud and do your pitch. You've got the floor.
We go to break in
5 minutes.
Yeah, there is no immunity. The Constitution gives no immunity to no one. And there's nothing sacred about a public servant. I don't care who they work for. And you see, it was judges in the courts that said that child protective people have an immunity. Where did the judge get the authority to say that? He doesn't have that authority. He's got a conflict of interest because he is a government agent, just like the child protective man or individual. And so this thing can be shut down. That game has got to stop. We can do it. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there is so many things out there. All of this zoning and planning, I've been going through this with a new home, and the county and the state, they put in all this all these rules and regulations. And I told one of these engineers, I said, you're forgetting something. I'm the king in this castle. I own this property, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and you can approve it or not, but we're going to have to, well, you know, you're going to have to come to the conclusion that you're just a public servant, and you're going to have to understand that. And I'm not about to let the state tell me what I can do and what I can't do as long as I'm not infringing on somebody else's rights.
Keep going, Red. I told you. You got the floor.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't really think about going this long, but of course I really appreciate the privilege, and so I think that perhaps going back and talking about how people need to make preparations for this meltdown that's coming. Food is the key, and it's the most important thing. And if you're in a big city, I'll tell you, I don't want to be in a big city because some of the anthropologists are saying that if the food distribution system breaks down in this country, and most of it is moved by independent truckers, and if they can't get their money for their loads, they are out of business. And the food distribution system is going to be one of the first things to go.
Well, Red, I've had you on probably 10 times over the years and never heard you talk about preparedness and things like this. You've got a keen mind for the future. You really think this is it? I mean, every financial expert I have on say within 2.5-3 years, guaranteed depression, but you're saying you think it might be even sooner.
Oh, I think that All of the indications, as long as we've got the kind of outlaws that we've got in Washington right now, they want this power, and they're exercising power every day that is not theirs, and it's usurped power.
So you see them going for it, Red. You see them going for it. I'm going to skip this break for everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the InfoWars.com streams.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
your chance to talk to Red Beckman in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Jeff Maria, Dennis, C.H., Omar, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Red, you keep talking about in the weeks to come, and I've never heard you talk like this. Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago that something big is about to happen that will basically end liberty in this country. I had him on last week, and he said economic collapse could now happen any week, any month. He's likened it before to a medical thing where somebody's about to have a heart attack. You know, the doctor says it may be a month, it may be in a year, but you're going to die of a heart failure pretty soon, your heart shot. Why are you saying, you know, any week? I mean, is there something you know, and then anything else you want to add?
Well, it's not just what I know, it's what I see happening on a daily basis. And I see the acceleration. It's the acceleration of things happening so rapidly. I could fill your 5 minutes with stuff, but I would like to have people order my little book, Walls in Our Minds, and I'll send them that extra material. If they send me $5, and it's Common Sense Press, the address is Common Sense Press, make it just Red Beckman. That's simpler. Just make it Red Beckman, P.O. Box 61, Carrolls, Washington, Carrolls, Washington, and it's 98609. And I want you to get the book because in the book I explain the difference between a politician and a statesman. I explain the difference between true patriotism and false patriotism. True patriotism is where people put their patriotism, they focus it on their country. False patriotism is where people they put all their hopes and everything on the government. Their patriotism is focused on the government. This is what got the people in Germany in trouble with the Nazis. The Nazis were the first, Germany was the first nation to be conquered by the Nazis in World War II. And so don't put your allegiance to government. Put your allegiance to the United States of America, the country. The country will be here when this government is gone. Germany is still there. Germany was devastated by a couple of different governments in the first half of the 20th century. Germany is still there. Italy has had over 40 different governments since World War II. Over 40 different governments. Italy is still there, and you hardly ever see anything in the news about Italy because everything in Italy is working quite well. And the people are very content. They have a good economy and all, so you don't hear about them. But they've had governments, one right after another, and the people make jokes about their government. They don't let the government dictate to them.
That's right. Overseas, especially in Italy and places, they've learned to hate their government and not trust their government. And from that, things get a lot better. But every time you start worshiping government, it gets real bad, folks.
When you trust government, if you trust government, you're just asking for trouble. You're gonna pay a high price if you're trusting government. And so that's why we have a Constitution and Bill of Rights, because the founders said you don't trust government. You have a government of law, not men. You see, that's one of the little phrases that has been perverted. You get in court and they'll say, the judge will very piously say, well, we're a nation of law, not men. No. We were to have a government of law, not men. They perverted that.
What is it like for you? We're going to skip this break, too, and then come back with calls. And we're just going to, you know, go right into the break. We're going to even skip the music here. Red Beckman, to see Bush, the puppet, saying there's no Fourth Amendment, to see airport scanners that scan your naked body and behavioral profiling, to see SWAT teams going into the wrong house and shooting babies and they don't even get in trouble, or to see police go beat people up and then not get in trouble. I mean, what is it? I mean, it's getting really bad. And then meanwhile, the illegal aliens are all above the law, and the police admit they're told not to arrest them.
Well, you see, we had to have the illegal aliens come in because we have murdered 40 to 50 million of our workforce in the abortion clinics. And so they had to replace those with people that will do this kind of labor. You see, 1973 was when Roe v. Wade came down. And see, those people that were aborted back there would be very much in evidence in our...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
All right, I want to take some calls for Red Beckman. Huge news just got brought into me that I'll be covering when he leaves us. And I have a little chemtrail clip I want to play. How they're flaunting in our face on mainstream news. This is amazing when I was just given by Aaron. Red Beckman, your take on government-sponsored terror, Oklahoma City, 9/11. From your research, are those inside jobs?
Absolutely. You know, both of them, had all the earmarks. I mean, it just, it didn't come hard to, see through that. And, when 9/11 came, I was called. I never turned my television on in the morning, but a lady called and said, Red, turn your television on. So I got to see the plane hit the second building. And I told the lady on the phone, I said, the world will never be the same again, and it never will be.
Speaking of that, it's going up on JonesReport.com right now, and I'm going to have Steve Watson and Kurt Nemo do a story on this. I am linking through to double-check all this, but Cy Hirsch has reported how they've dressed up al-Qaeda operatives and sent them in. The U.S. now admitted this 4 years after he reported it, to attack Iran. out of Iraq, which Iran's Shiite, and then the news says they're Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda is Sunni. It's how dumb they think the public is. And it says, Think Progress reporting on this, but they've got video links to it. Campus Progress Journalism Conference, Pulitzer Prize winner, Cy Hirsch of the New Yorker magazine. Headline, this is going up on JonesReport.com right now. He's posting it right now. It says, to provoke war, Cheney considered proposal to dress up Navy SEALs as Iranians and shoot at them, and then, of course, get video of that for the public. Speaking at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, Seymour Hirsch, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, The New Yorker, revealed the Bush administration officials held a secret meeting recently in the vice president's office to discuss ways to provoke war with Iran. And Hirsch's most recent article reports that the meeting occurred in the wake of the overblown incident in the Strait of Hormuz, which it turned out was staged, when a U.S. carrier almost shot at a few small Iranian speedboats. And somebody in English was putting out a fake report, bomb them, bomb them. Turned out it was fake. The meeting took place at the vice president's office. The subject was how to create a crisis between Tehran and Washington, according to one of Hirsch's sources. And Hirsch is another person who's always been, just since Vietnam, he has the sources. He is the man. During the journalism conference event, Hirsch specifically talked about his meeting. If he could elaborate on what occurred, Hirsch explained that during the meeting, I want this writer on, in Cheney's office, they'll be on tomorrow, folks, an idea was considered to dress up Navy SEALs as Iranians and put them on fake Iranian speedboats and shoot at them. This idea intended to provoke war with Iran, which ultimately was rejected. Hirsch said, this is reportedly on tape, there are dozens of ideas proffered about how to trigger a war, that the one that interested me the most was, why don't we build, we're in our own shipyard, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with lots of arms, and next time one of our boats goes straight over a moose, start a shoot-up. Just like, well, I mean, right around this same time, Gary Hart wrote a letter to Tehran saying the U.S. government will stage a Gulf of Tonkin. And it goes on here. This is an incredible. Red, this just gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it?
It's, there's a desperation. I think there's almost a panic on the part of the Bush administration and Cheney and those guys because they're not able to come up with this, but what there's people that digest the information and figure out what they're really trying to do, and then they broadcast it, the internet and the computers, radio talk shows such as yours and such. It makes information available to the people, and they just can't do what they used to do without getting exposed. I think they're in a panic.
Red, you're absolutely right. I am here while you're talking reading the rest of this. There's actually a YouTube video. He said this weeks ago, and this is just now coming out. I mean, there's so much evil, we can't even cover it all. Cy Hirsch said the New Yorker decided not to run with the story because the White House decided not to stage the event. That is outrageous that the New Yorker magazine knew about this meeting and had witnesses to this, but even Cy Hirsch wasn't basically allowed to run with it. Well, because the New Yorker said, I'm reading it right here, said, well, they didn't stage that, so we're not going to report on it. This is incredible, Red.
They are in a panic, and of course, you see, they've let this thing get away on the economic scene, and now it's out of there. There's no way. There's no way that they can pull this thing out of the fire. It's going to swallow them in the process.
No, I'm just freaking out. I mean, I agree with you, and probably swallow us in the process. What do we do?
No. The little people at the bottom are always the ones that survive.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah. The little people at the bottom are always the ones that survive. There's too many of us. But those people at the top, I'll tell you, there's going to be some war crimes trials, should be, and I think there will be. You know, there's more and more people on a daily basis that are are saying, oh, George W. has got to be impeached.
They don't understand, though. He is just a puppet in the front. But I agree. Both political parties have been discredited, evidenced by the Gallup polls coming out, 9% approval ratings for Congress, the lowest in history by many points. What's going to happen to all the, as the economy implodes and there's millions more cops, revenueers, bureaucracies, what are they going to do as it comes out their bosses are terrorists, as the whole government is discredited? What are all they going to do?
We'll have to wait and see what they're going to do, but they're going to be in a very uncomfortable position. They're going to be in trouble up to their eyeballs.
But, I mean, there's going to be no more money to squeeze out of little old ladies on the side of the road.
Right.
No more people to SWAT team and kill for fun. I mean, I guess the whole party's over for them, huh?
The party's going to be over. No question about it. That's why I'm an optimist.
I don't know. What if they set off a nuke and then prance around as saviors? They could do anything.
Well, there could be a lot of people that get hurt real bad, but there'll be lots of little people that'll still be around.
No, but I mean, you know, the globalists will kill a million of us in a blink of an eye, and I see these bastards setting off a couple A-bombs so they can prance around in their fancy suits and be loved by the idiot population. I just hope the people out there stop being idiots, folks. This isn't a game. These people.
It could happen, but they're going to pay. They're going to get caught. They're going to get trapped in their own filth and their own sin, their own scheming and such. They're going to trap themselves.
Oh God. Let's take some calls. Jeff in Detroit, you're on the air with Red Beckman.
Hey, Alex. Alex Red, it's an honor to be on the radio with you guys. I just got two questions for you, Red. Are you guys there?
What?
Caller, we're here, brother. We're talking to you on air right now.
Okay, great.
That's all I can do is just talk to you.
Where's the legal authority as it pertains to local ordinances and especially permits?
They claim that comes from the state, but most of that is fraudulent as well.
Those are all fabricated by public servants, and they're not Congress, they're not state legislatures and all that. And, of course, our state legislatures and our Congress, their credibility rating is, they tell me that the credibility rating of our Congress in Washington is even lower than the credibility for George W.
No, it is. It's 9%. W is like 19. Cheney's at 9. Okay, Jeff, good to hear from you. We're going to Maria in Deutschland. Maria, you're on the air from Germany.
Yeah, hi, yeah. It's all about beating up the Aryan race. You know, Hitler started it in Germany. He was Aryan race. He never was for the Germans. He killed millions of Germans, you know? And then he was supposed to be, your people are so bad. The humans can do also much badness. Nah, the Germans were busy fighting. The walls, all the fucking walls that Hitler put him in. You know what I mean? My dad was fighting the war. Then he came back from the war. Then he was in a prison camp. Then more people got killed, you know? Then people are, you know, the best knowledge for people is really do not do what a Nazi tells you to do, because he is against you. Just like Bush said, are you with us or against us? No, he is against us, yeah? So somebody told my dad, yeah, you have to wait in queue and get on that thing, and this is going to go get you to that camp. And my dad and the Maida Hills, you know, they were in prison camp. They cut themselves one after a while, and my dad said, let's not be too quick on this. You know, there's something dodgy, yeah? And they sneaked off, and they found a rabbit at night somewhere, and they found a family where they could crash overnight. And later, years later, he found out everybody on that, where they were supposed to go on, you know? And my dad is German, yeah? Everybody on that thing got killed in the next prison camp, and that was by the other Aryan race. So I want to tell you about the Aryan race. Yeah, I've got a website at www.bilderberg.de.
Okay, we'll check it out. Thank you for the call from Germany. Denise in Arkansas, you're on the air with Red Beckman.
Hey. I really appreciate the information and the opportunity to prepare. I'm a wife and a mom, and I'm trying to prepare for my family. My husband is not awake. He gets angry when I try to talk to him about this and try to wake him up, so I have to feed him you know, just little bits and pieces. But my question is about the imminent collapse of the dollar, and I'm really worried. My husband's at an age where he can cash out his 401k, but he'll have to pay a penalty. Is it in our best interest to cash that out and pay off our house so that at least we don't lose the value of that? We have our house paid off. And I also had a question about the red, blue, yellow list, where they're pulling people over, you know, for no reason and trying to get their info, trying to take their name. Is that the purpose to put them
yes,
on a list?
Yes, it's all part of training you to be pulled over, to be questioned, to be interrogated. It's all come out, and it's now happening. As for list, it's declassified that they do have a list of people they plan to kill immediately, like me and Red Beckman and I, and many others they plan to take for re-education. This isn't a joke. It's now not Red Beckman telling you this 35 years ago because he had military contacts. It is now in the newspaper telling you it's good. So I appreciate your call. Let's get Red's take on what, you know, I'm not giving financial advice. We're covering what's happening, and then it's up to you to make your own personal decisions. Red?
Well, it's not a time to think about how you can invest a dollar, save your fortune. Basically, you want to think about saving your life and the life of your friends and your family, wait until this thing goes through, this storm goes through, and hope that you can survive. But protecting your wealth is that's not going to do it, I don't think.
Well, I know this. I mean, I've got 4 acres out in the middle of the country that I just happened to get from a side issue, not even by design. I'm trying to look at some property, you know, where I can run out with an RV, and I got a lot of food and guns if I have to. Or we've got family property 3 hours away, but I don't even know if I can make it out there, or if the people in that area or seem so brainwashed, my God, they probably think freedom's evil and might hang me for it. So, and it's not just the area. It's not just having a place to run to. It's who's in that area. It's just everything's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's all this blind worship of government that's done it. Red Beckman, I want to have you back up in the near future. I knew back in 2003 when I tried to get you on, you were in the hospital. We prayed for you here on air. I'm glad you're doing better. Fire out your address one more time for people.
My address is just Red Beckman at P.O. Box 61, Carrolls, Washington. That's Carrolls, and the zip is 98609. I'm out in Washington rather than in Montana because I have family here that wanted me where they could keep an eye on me and take care of my missus if something happens to me. So I still love Montana, and I'd prefer to be there, but I'm not there right now. But if they kill me, Alex, it's a promotion.
Well, Red, it's great having you. It's great being able to spend time with you and so many other great Americans and people around the world. And, Red, God bless you.
And good Lord be good to you, too.
Thank
Keep
you.
Talking.
Thank you, Red. Yeah, I'm not even worried about them killing me. I'm worried about all the innocent people that have no idea what's going on. I just can't believe it. DynCorp Halliburton run child kidnapping rings. They're poisoning troops with chemical, biological testing, shooting everybody up with deadly vaccines, knowing it, giggling, moron, yuppies, walking around smirking about everything. John, I know I wanted to play that chemtrail clip, but we now have the Cy Hirsch audio clip we just sent to you. It's up on JonesReport.com right now, folks. That Cheney wanted to provoke war by dressing up Navy SEALs as Iranians, putting them in patrol boats, and having a staged firefight, having the Navy SEALs shoot at our ships. It's a long clip. Do you have it, John? Let's just start now with the chemtrail clip, and we'll come in the next segment with it. Here's a newscast about how they're spraying stuff to control the weather, and then what they mention they're spraying is, by the way, poisonous. So go look it up for yourself in the chemical ingredients. Here it is.
Mother Nature. Weather modification is a growing trend both here in Northern California and around the world. So does it work? And why do some people say it could do more harm than good? KTVU Health and Science Editor John Fowler has tonight's special report.
California sure could use more rain. Tundra dry forests are burning at a record pace. Drought proclamations have millions of Bay Area water users cutting back or paying more. And climate experts predict we're in for decades of unpredictable supply. The state's top water forecaster says we're on the edge right now.
If next winter is wet, everything will be fine. If it's dry, we will be in a real drought.
So what about making rain? Burt Lancaster's character was based on a real-life Californian who claimed 500 rainmaking successes, including a San Diego flood. Charles Hatfield died a half century ago without revealing his secret, but his successors are hard at work here in downtown San Francisco at PG&E headquarters up on the 16th floor, the weather office, where the utility's top weatherman, Byron Marler, studies charts and satellite pictures. Marler's job is to change weather, although he won't say it that way.
Well, we're really not changing the overall picture of the weather in the Sierra Nevada, with the exception of causing a little more snowfall over some of the watersheds. 5 to 10% additional water.
And then later in the newscast, they admit they're spraying all over the country. And this is a cover for larger programs. We're going to come back. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Babylon System is the vampire. This out from Think Progress, just now posted on JonesReport.com and, of course, Infowars.com. There's video there. I'm going to play some audio of it in just a moment, but go to JonesReport.com. It's right there on the top of the page, easy to find. Exclusive to provoke war, Cheney considered proposal to dress up Navy SEALs as Iranians and shoot at them. He told the press this privately and on the stage at a Campus Progress journalism conference, but Cy Hirsch said they decided not to run with it because the plan wasn't green-lighted by the Pentagon. See, that's why Admiral Fallon and others have been coming out warning about false flag, and Ray McGovern, and even Gary Hart saying the U.S. may stage terror attacks. They do it all the time, but they need the main military to be part of it, so they said no. Now, when they used foreign client states and others, they did carry out their 9/11. Navy SEALs in patrol boats pulling up on video, shooting at the destroyers and missile frigates. Unbelievable. To provoke war, Cheney considered proposal to dress up Navy SEALs as Iranians and to have them shoot back and forth at each other for the news scammers and for the cattle that just want to be raped and go into World War III and have $10 a gallon gas. Here's the audio, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, there was a meeting among the items considered and rejected, which is why the New Yorker did not publish it, on grounds that it wasn't accepted. One of the items was, why not, there was a dozen ideas proffered how to trigger a war. The one that interested me the most was, why don't we in our shipyard, build four or five Iranian boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes through the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives. And it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. But that's the level of stuff we were talking about, provocation. But that was rejected. So I could understand the argument of not writing something that was rejected.
Okay. No, they put that out to the brass to see if they'll be part of the evil. Operation Northwoods to stage terror attacks like 9/11, dress up U.S. troops like foreign troops, attack our bases, shoot Americans in Miami. It's all there. That was green-lighted and carried out in the Gulf of Tonkin, and of course then at the USS Liberty, now declassified. All you that said it wouldn't be now admit it. Israel attacked the ship, working with the White House to try to sink it. Chicago Tribune admitting they knew it was an American ship. It was a staged event. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll have more detailed articles adding in the other info. I think this is outrageous that the New Yorker didn't publish this. This shows the mindset and what they're doing. Folks, if we don't get the word out, they're going to continue staging more terror attacks, period. Now is the time to have a revelation of understanding of who the real terrorists are. In closing, here at the end of the show, what makes this broadcast possible is supporting our sponsors that you see on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and that you hear about on this radio show, and by buying the books and videos and materials that we carry and that I produced that are in the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. So don't wait. InfoWars.com. Get Truth Rising. Expose the government terror. Our future depends on it. They're going to keep staging attacks and take all your freedoms, folks. They've built death camps. Only hope you've got is to expose they're behind it. Acoloblue.com is a great atmospheric water generator. It's absolutely fabulous. You can run it off a solar panel or plug it into the wall. It's 7.5 gallons a day in wet areas, 2.5-3 gallons in desert. Atmospheric water generator. We got it in the office. It's amazing. 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044 or acolablue.com, big banner on InfoWars.com. If you forget the web address, acolablue.com. All right, here is the deal. We had a bunch of important news today and key info for the last 4 hours. If you missed any of it, the audio retransmits now. T-minus 5 seconds at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On.